Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron Commodore Aaron Young says the America's Cup is about billionaires and money. He spoke to me in between meetings after the government offer was rejected.
Well, obviously we're disappointed that at this stage it can't be in New Zealand. So, you know, now there's alternatives being looked at.
Why can't it be in New Zealand?
Well, at the moment there's no deal, as we've all read this morning.
When you say there's no deal at the moment, what do you mean?
Well, there's been no agreed terms between Team New Zealand and the government and council to ensure that we can have an event here in a few years.
So where does the offer fall short?
Oh, look, right at the moment, the details are still being worked through and there's a lot to work through. But yeah, as I say today, unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have to look at various options offshore.
First thing, the government's put some details out there, basically a deal around $100 million in kind and cash. Why is that not enough? How much do you need to race and win an America's Cup?
I can't comment on that right now. It's quite detailed, unfortunately.
But people will be wondering, Aaron, you know, because the government's laid out the basic details of what it's offered to keep this cup here. I'm just wondering, if that's not enough, what's needed?
Sorry. I can't talk about this today. Sorry.
Why is today the problem, seeing as it's in the public domain?
Oh, it's because we've literally had about 2 hours to think about what is the next step.
Okay, so if we put the next steps to one side, the government says it was notified last night that it was no dice with this deal. So who made the decision that it wasn't going to be a goer with what the government was offering? Did Team New Zealand make that on their own? Does the Yacht Squadron, you guys get a vote in that, or who called it?
All the decisions made around what has happened are made in a collaborative manner between team and club.
So does that take a formal process? Do you have a show of hands, or do you talk it out and get consensus? How did it work?
We had a members update last evening, and we as a board within the Yacht Squadron, the Yacht Squadron has a board, just as most businesses do, and that board is entrusted with making decisions on behalf of an organisation.
So did the board vote against taking the government deal?
No, as I say, we agree with, we have an agreement with Team New Zealand, and we work together to decide what the best outcome is for the event and our future defence.
Okay, help me out here, Aaron. I'm just trying to understand how the decision was reached to reject that offer from the government. So did the Yacht Squadron active role in that?
All I'd like to say is one thing, and that is obviously we're disappointed that this event at this stage is not going to be hosted in New Zealand. The second thing is it's not over. There's still, you know, a potential chance that this could end up here. And finally, I guess, it's not what anybody wished or planned.
So how could it stay here? Do you mean by a sponsorship deal, or you're hoping to make more headway with the government?
Oh, look, it's probably private money, to be fair.
And do you think there's that kind
of... In my opinion.
Do you think there's that kind of money sloshing around?
Well, there's money in the world, isn't there, at the moment? There's plenty of money in the world, but, you know, as we said last night, it's not, unfortunately, coming to an America's Cup event right now.
How much interest is there offshore? I mean, how many people are queuing up to potentially get this if they could?
Well, the America's Cup's always been about billionaires, and it's always been about money, so I don't really see that changing in the short-term future.
So is Cork a viable option, do you reckon?
Who knows?
What's your gut feeling?
Look, there's a lot of options to work through, and we don't know where we're at the moment, other than we'd still love this event to be in New Zealand. It's just all too soon.
Okay. But can you just clarify one thing for me before you go, Aaron? Because the public has got a lot invested in this, literally and figuratively, right? I'm just trying to clarify who made the call that the government offer was not one that you could run with. So you say that the board at the Yacht Squadron was involved, and obviously you had conversations with Team New Zealand. Was there a vote? Who made the final call? Did Grant Dalton call it?
No, I'm not going to comment.
Why not?
Because I think that's sort of a private matter at the moment. The actual exclusive period with the government really is still open for another day or so. So it's
The government has said today in its statement that the expiration date for the deal it offered you is today, right? So can you explain that to me, or you just don't want to? I mean,
look, right now is not a great time to be talking about it. We've just heard what we've heard. Everyone's just heard the government view, and I'm a patriotic New Zealand like the next person. We'd love to see it happen.
Aaron,
is it all over? No, it's not. Is it likely? Probably not.
And that was Aaron Young, the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron Commodore there.